I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go on a Monday podcast as we open up a new week. Al, what is up?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. Jerry, this is one of those podcasts where I have a number of short topics.
Ooh,
I would like to do. I just wrote a list of things that I've experienced, and I
do
wanted
like that.
To get your take on some of these. I'm going to start with this. The other day, I decided I needed noise canceling headphones. Not sure why I decided this, but I decided I needed noise canceling headphones. I did some research on using AI, and I came up with these Sony headphones. But they were like $350. And I ordered them on Amazon. And when I got them, I didn't open them up. And I thought, I don't need these.
Let's
I'm not even going to wear them. So I'm going to return them. So I went and I didn't open the package on purpose because I didn't want to, you know, I wanted the company to be able to resell them. You know, it's as not used, it's not open. So when I went to return on Amazon, this $350 thing, it said, okay. It said, is the package open? Nope. Okay. What if we give you $80 back? You keep the...
What?
Yeah, that's what it said. What if we give you $80? Don't return it. We'll credit you $80. It was a $350 headphones.
Damn.
And for a second I thought, Then I thought, no, I don't need these. I don't need $200 headphones. I don't need $250 headphones. But I didn't like that.
And it goes to show how much money they're making.
Because now what this makes me think is like if I really do want a high-priced item on Amazon, I'm going to get it. And then I'm going to go through the process of returning it to see if they'll give me a discount. Right?
I bet you there's a lot of people doing that because you could take those headsets, take the $80 credit, and then sell the headsets for 10% off for $350, take $35 off, $315, and you come ahead $65.
Yeah.
Like that's, or whatever the number is, $650. Like that's, man.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
I hear you. But we've talked about this before. There's such a behemoth right now that my wife ordered something. She kind of did what you've done in the past. She ordered something from a third party, not third party, like a mom and pop website. And it took 4 weeks for her to get the product to where she's like, I should have just gone to Amazon. I was trying not to, but
right.
I can't. And she ordered something for a friend of hers for the end of the school year, which was 2 weeks ago. She ordered it 3 weeks in advance and she didn't get it in time. She's like, I'm done. That's it. I'm going to Amazon from now on. And it's hard to argue.
It is hard to argue. Their return policy is tremendous.
It is. Everything they do makes it easier for the customer.
Have you ever had a thing with Amazon where you bought something that wasn't that expensive? Like, let's say it was something that was like $8. But you go, you know what? I'm not going to use this. I'm going to return this.
No, I've never had them tell me to keep anything.
Yeah, I've had them. They're like, you know what? Just keep the stupid spatula. You know what it
is? I think your name is flagged. If anybody gets an email from this guy, yeah, just give everything to him. I've never had that happen. I've never been given like a credit. I've never been offered to keep it. And I've heard those stories from you, and I've gone to return stuff, and they're like, thank you, so bring it to Kohl's. Oh, okay, I'm on my way. And not only that, you will not see your return until that thing is scanned.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so that is for the most part, but occasionally I will get something like where they'll say, you know what, just keep your stupid spatula, loser. But this one was interesting, just the giving me an $80 credit on the headphones.
That's a big number to me.
That's a big number. So you know, next time I buy something big that I really need, I'm going to pretend I might return it to see if they'll give me a discount.
My guess is it goes to show that those headsets probably cost $100 to make, and they're making a lot on it, and it's just not worth the hassle. They'll just take less of a profit.
Yeah.
But they're still probably making money.
And then I went to Whole Foods to return the headphones. There's always a line of people returning.
For Amazon returns?
Yeah. They do a nice job there, though. It's quick.
My place for the returns is Kohl's, and same thing. They've got a dedicated line for Amazon returns, and they move it along pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
You ever get the one where you have to return it to UPS? Every once in a while, that happens.
I hate going to the UPS
Me
store.
Me too.
It's a pain in the ass.
Giant pain in the ass.
Yes, I have had to do that.
Because the customers in there don't know what they're doing.
Right. And for them, those are small business. Like, I get it. You go to Kohl's, it's Kohl's, whatever. Yeah. The UPS store are small business owners that are looking to make money, and all you're doing is coming in and dropping something off. They ain't getting anything from that, I don't think.
Must get something to be the service provider, but it might be a flat fee every month. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it could be, I suppose. But they don't seem like they're thrilled you're coming in to return something.
No, the UPS store is weird. The customers in line don't know what they're doing.
Right.
The people behind the counter are annoyed that no one knows what they're doing. So they're in a pissy attitude.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is just...
Yeah, it's not a great... It's
chaos.
That's why I like Kohl's. And Kohl's is great too, because they just say, don't even wrap it, just bring it.
Yes, that's what Whole Foods is like.
That's so awesome.
There's no... Yeah, just show up with your product.
So much better. So much better.
And they just scan you in.
Yeah. No,
And they do start the return as soon as you scan in. Like, they'll put the credit on your account.
Yes.
It's nice.
As long as they know it's been returned
and
it's out of your hands, they're good.
But even like, they haven't checked. What if I ran over my headphones? Like, I guess.
That's true.
I guess they can go back and readjust if you brought them back a broken item.
Yeah. They have the ability to do anything they want, essentially.
Yeah. Secondly, you ever, when we go to concerts, you ever check the set list? There's like a website called Set List.
Yes.
The set list, I've never gone to it and it not be up the next day for regardless of the... So like Jack Johnson played PNC Art Center last night. And I'm like, I wonder what Jack Johnson songs I know. Let me see if they have the set list. The show was last night.
Right.
It was already posted this morning. Who posted that?
I don't know, but I would think it's almost like back in the day, like the Associated Press pays someone to go out and get sound from like every game, every night. My thought would be that they've got a concert list and they pay someone $10 to send in or whatever. Maybe they send money out to send in the set list.
Or do you think the artists employees, like someone in the artist camp,
it's possible,
knows that the set lists are important?
It's possible. I mean, you're the one that brought the set list thing to my attention a few years ago. And now whenever I go to a show, I do check.
Yeah.
To have an idea of what I'm walking into.
You check before you go to see what they've been playing.
Yeah. And the one that really was awesome was when we went to Jordan Davis and Dierks Bentley. Jordan Davis opened, I think Dierks Bentley was the headliner at Art Center. I think it was two summers ago. It was on a Wednesday night. But our friends were going. My wife wanted to go. I'm like, I'll go, but I ain't staying for the whole thing. And the Art Center is 10 minutes from my house. So I'm like, as long as you're good with leaving early, fine. So I checked the set list to see what the closing four songs were. And as soon as they hit song number two of the four, we were gone. And so I was able to do that, and I confirmed it with an Art Center employee that was there the night before. So he told me, he goes, I actually kind of know when he plays this, he's only got one more to go. I'm like, all right. And they confirmed what I had. So in that case, it worked out. We had like fifth row seats. We had a great time. And he hit that first song of the four when they came out for the encore. I'm like, let's go. And we beat everybody out. And I literally was home in like 12 minutes.
Yeah. I think the overwhelming majority of artists play almost the same set list every night. Maybe they trade out one song for another every now and
then. Well, how many, obviously the greats have a large collection, but how many people that are putting on concerts, if you want to keep the crowd happy,
yeah,
have more than 15 really recognizable songs? That's a lot.
That is a lot.
15's a lot. So so I could see why it would be a very similar playlist every night.
Now, Bon Jovi, who there was a documentary a couple of years ago of how he had no voice and all this stuff. Evidently, his voice is fully back.
Right.
So he's playing, I think he's only playing London, Ireland, and Madison Square Garden. But he's playing 9 nights at Madison Square Garden. And I saw an Instagram video of Mr. John Bon Jovi from rehearsal. And he said, we have 50 songs already that are at performance level that we could play. That's a lot. But I guess if you're playing 9 nights, you expect some of your lunatic fans are going multiple nights.
Probably all 9.
So you got to change it up.
And he does have a catalog of a million songs that we know.
Yeah.
Like he's one of those, I said, obviously there's some that he's won.
Yes.
You go back to the 80s with him, for Christ's sake. I mean, right?
Yeah, and they got a lot of songs.
He's got a ton of music that he could play.
Yep.
It's funny. I got no concerts on the calendar this summer.
Yeah, you got to get some in there, Jerry.
Well, we went to the one in California a few weeks ago, and now it's like, it's weird. I'm going on vacation tomorrow after the show, so it's like I'll be gone for a week. It's July. Yeah. Like, what the hell happened to June?
Yeah, June did go very fast.
And then for me, because I'm working the Cowboys-Cardinals game August 19th, I believe, that's the end of summer for me, it feels like, because that's when everything begins.
Yeah.
Like, damn, that's depressing.
Yeah, but we're not even there yet. We're not a 4th of July yet.
I'm just saying when I get back, vacation for me will go by in 2 seconds.
It'll go very quick.
So by the time I get done and I get back here next week, it's going to be like, huh, well, June's over. Damn it.
June's over and I'm back from a vacation. Damn it.
I know. And you have when are you going away? You got to give me your 8 weeks vacation.
Yeah, I got to get on that.
Are you just off July and August?
I got to get on that.
You do because you haven't used any.
Yeah, I've used a couple here and there. A
couple days, not weeks.
No, I never used a week yet.
Right. You've got weeks to use.
I have the week of July 20th I will be at.
The week of July 20th.
Okay. And then the last week leading into Labor Day.
Oh, so you're off with them that week.
Yeah, then I just got to figure out 2 other weeks.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Oh, yeah.
Can I tell you how I did my oil change in the driveway?
Did your own oil change?
I texted you that Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I was felt very
accomplished. Felt manly.
I did. Aside from all the oil I spilled in the driveway, which I had to clean up.
So this is the first time you changed the oil in how many years?
30 years.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe longer than that.
Did you need a refresher course?
No, about 30 years.
Or did you just know, you know what, I'm going
to... I didn't need a refresher. No, I knew how to do it. What I needed was I wanted to see, before I got under the cars, which ones have protective layerings that have bolts
plastic,
that need to come out. And yes. So my wife's car was, when I put it in to see what was underneath, the first video was easiest car to ever do an oil change on because they don't have any of those. It's just the screw, the oil filter, it couldn't be easier. Like, it was a piece of cake. And it was, I would say, 12 minutes was done, other than the fact that the wind was crazy and it was blowing the oil all over the place.
But you felt like, man, I just did something manly today.
Well, I'll tell you this, because there was a deal. So I had to buy the lift, you know, the lift ramps.
Yeah.
I had to buy the oil pan, and I bought a filter wrench, just easier to get it off. If you were to take all that out, which is a one-time purchase, obviously, because AutoZone was running a deal, buy the oil, get an oil filter for free, the oil change literally cost me $41. I mean, you go anywhere else, they're charging $1.20, $1.30. So going forward now, obviously there's not always going to be the deal, so it'll probably cost like $53. But $53 to change the oil in 12 minutes is a lot better than having to get in the car and go to one of these places.
Right, and wait.
Yeah. And be upsold on things. Oh, you need an air filter. You need a cabin filter, whatever the hell that is. You need one of these. Yeah, you really need to rotate your tires. Oh, you know what? You should do the antifreeze change. You know what? I've never done an antifreeze change. Leave me alone. So I don't have to deal with any of that crap anymore. Very exciting.
You should have your wife come out and try to upsell you on some car products, just so you feel like you got the whole thing. Like, she should come out while you're changing oil and go, His air filter looks a little dirty. When's the last time he changed this?
Be the last time I changed the oil then. It was very good, though.
Yeah, that's good.
It was pretty
cool. I really
cool.
want to do that. I don't think I'm allowed in my condo parking lot to do oil
probably.
Changes. Yeah, I think that's in our rules and regulations.
If you want, you can come stop at my house on the way home one day. I'll do it for you in the driveway.
I can just stay sitting in my car. It'll feel like
out of the car.
One of those, right, because I'm the extra weight. It might
Yes. But if you want to bring the 5 gallons of oil or the 5 quarts of oil in the mm-hmm. oil filter, I'd be happy to change it for you.
All right.
I don't mind.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I went to there's a men's and women's clothing store called Faherty. I think they had some sort of sponsorship here at one point.
Okay.
Or they had something that came here
right.
one day. But they have a couple stores. They have one in Spring Lake, and I needed shorts. I just needed shorts. The shorts that I've had.
And you return them, Amazon gave you a $50 credit.
The shorts I have are stained from like, you drop food on it, doesn't come out probably. I needed a nice pair of shorts. So I went into this place. They have shorts now come in 3 lengths, Jerry. 5-inch, 7-inch, 9-inch.
You a 5-inch guy?
Well, I wasn't sure, so I thought I should be...
I'd say 7.
I thought I should say 7. And I will tell you, when I ask the workers there, they said the 5-inch and the 7-inch are out. If you want 9-inch, we have them in the back.
Oh, out of stock.
Not out of stock. They were in the back for some reason.
No, I'm saying the 5 and the 7 out of stock.
No, 5 and the 7 were out on the floor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If I wanted a 9-inch, they would have to go get it in the back, which made me think 9-inch must not be popular or the 9-inchers would be out on the floor.
This, just to be clear, this is shorts and not an adult toy store, right?
Correct.
Okay.
These are shorts. Shorts come in 5-inch, 7-inch, 9-inch.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I wasn't a 5-inch guy. So I said, I'm going to go try on the 7-inch. The 7-inch seemed very short.
Really?
Because 9-inch is above your knee,
yeah.
but 7-inch is 2 inches higher. And it just feels weird.
Yeah, high shorts I do not like.
Yeah.
I have no interest in high shorts.
But my guess, and this is a store that is for, like there's stuff for young people, but this is a store that's a little pricey,
mm-hmm.
so it can't be for young people, because you young people is poor.
Mm. Yeah, you never know it though.
So it's in bougie Spring Lake.
Right.
So my guess is that it's men in their 40s, 50s. But I got to say, the 7-inch shorts just seem short.
So what did you buy?
I got a 9-inch. I got 9-inch.
How much?
I'm embarrassed to say.
How much?
Well, let me first tell you why I went there.
Okay.
I don't want to order stuff online and not fit right and feel weird. And I wanted something very specific. And I only make one pair of shorts. I wear it nonstop.
Got
when
it.
I do laundry, I'll throw it in. Then I'll wear it 10 times
How
before
much?
I throw it in. 108.
Wow, for shorts.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Are you happy?
I think so.
I mean, you got that $80 credit from Amazon. So,
I did just return those headsets. Good point.
All jokes aside, that's a lot, but
it's
you know
lot.
What?
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think it's outrageous given, the more I think about it, the price of like what quality stuff costs now.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get cheaper for sure. But if you think these are good and they're going to last, I mean, we always come back to it. You spend $20 for a drink. You buy $108 shorts, you're going to wear them for 3 years.
At least.
Right. So what are they going to cost you? $1 every time you put them on? Yeah, I go for it. Good for you. How many do you buy? Five sets?
Just one. That's why I just buy one pair.
Did you know that was a very expensive store when you went in?
I knew the store was pricier, but I did not think they were going to be $100. I thought maybe they'd be $68.
Yeah. That to me is expensive for shorts.
It is.
I would think.
I know. I really...
There was one time I went shopping for my wife in a place, like a little boutique shop in New York, and I got her three shirts. Very nice. Great quality. You could tell the great quality was fantastic. And I went up to the counter, and it was $700. I said, how much? And I was like...
For three shirts.
It was three shirts and like a little, which was the cheaper of the four things, a small little handbag. But it wasn't like a... It wasn't a named handbag or anything. It was just really cute, and it matched one of the shirts and whatever. I think that was $50. But the three shirts and that totaled almost $700. And I remember I went out thinking, I think I took $400 out of the ATM because I knew I was going to spend a little bit of money. And when that thing rang up like $690 whatever, I was like, what? I'm like, now you're in a situation where you can be like, how much would it be if you got rid of that shirt? It's embarrassing.
It is very embarrassing.
So I wound up giving the $400 cash and used a credit card or a debit card. I don't remember for the rest of it. And I'll never forget when she opened it. I'm like, you better wear this. And if you don't, give it to me because I'm returning the damn thing. Why? Was it a lot? It was a little bit of money. I've never told her how much it was.
Yeah.
Such a weird feeling, though. You get up there and you see how much it is. It's like, well, I don't belong here.
Yeah. What am I doing here? Yeah.
Oof. And you know this. What's funny is I'll tell you. You know the store.
Is that right? That
yeah. You've seen it before.
Hmm.
I'm not going to say, but I'll.
I think
I'll
tell I know.
You probably do.
I think I've been in that same position in that store.
Pretty funny.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to tell you.
You want to come play golf at Willie Colon's out?
I do not want to play golf at Willie. I love Willie Colon, but I do not want to play golf. Oh, I know what I'm going to ask you with the shorts.
Yeah.
There's also a thing where I don't know what, when you wear shorts and you wear sneakers. The sock situation's really throwing me off because older guys think it's the no-look sock, but younger people are wearing socks that go up their shin.
Both.
It's a very weird.
Yeah, wear what you want to wear. I'm so tired of everybody having an opinion on how people dress. Wear what you want to wear.
Well, I've decided what I'm doing now. There's these casual, light summer shoes that you wear with no socks called Hey Dudes. I don't know if you saw these.
Are you serious? They were popular with the kids 6 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I know what Hey Dudes are.
All right, Hey Dudes. So I was like, you know what?
You brought that up.
Oh, I didn't know if you were aware of Hey Dudes.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, I'll just wear Hey Dudes with these. Then I don't have to worry about what the sock situation is. And that has worked well for me.
Good. You're able to pick up chicks.
Hey, baby.
No one mocking you. Hey, look at the old guy in the black socks up to his kneecaps.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with my socks, so that's where it's at.
I've always worn short socks.
Yeah, short socks.
If they're out, I don't care.
You don't care, yeah.
I do not care. I'm at the point I don't care what people think of the way I dress. I don't care what Boomer thinks of how I dress. Greg, you, Rami, Eddie, Ryan, Cap, stick it up your ass.
Well, Eddie surely doesn't care what you wear.
Eddie does not care. That is very true.
Of all the people.
Very good point.
He would be the one.
I did text Eddie the other day. I had to get his address or something.
How's he doing? I didn't ask.
Kim asked me the same thing. I got his address for something, and she goes, oh, how's he doing? I'm like, well, I guess fine. She goes, you haven't seen him in a month. What did you do? I said, hey, what's your address? She goes, then what? I'm like, he gave me his address.
That's a funny thing what women always ask about, like, when they say, like, men get together.
I know.
Like, if we went to lunch with Eddie.
Yeah.
And then come back and go... Like your wife might say, how's Eddie doing? Well, I guess okay. What's he been doing with his time? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah. You didn't ask? No.
It's so true.
What'd you talk about?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
The Mets.
But you don't know if he's enjoying retirement. Is he getting up later? Not sure.
I would ask how he's keeping himself amused every day because I'm fascinated by
that. Yeah, that was something you were wondering.
I am. And I met a guy on Saturday morning at the golf course who is retired for, he was a retired school administrator, not a teacher, I don't believe. But either way, he's only 67, but he's been retired for 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah. Damn. And he worked for 35 years retired. And you know, I asked him, like, retirement. He goes, don't do it. He goes, why do you think I'm here? He goes, I found out very quickly that all those things you think are going to take up your day, he goes, by 10 a.m., you've done them all. He goes, and then you're staring at the TV thinking, now what do I do? And I was falling into the trap, and he was talking about how his father, when he retired after 40 years, whatever he did, he became, and I see this with my dad, my mother-in-law, he became a game show network, just watched the cable news all day. He goes, I can't do it. So I took this job, and I couldn't be happier. He goes, I work 4 hours. They pay me for 4 hours. I stay for eight. I hit balls. I have lunch. I ain't going home till 5 o'clock.
Yeah, so I always think, like, if you're wondering how that will go in retirement, if you take a week off of work, a week's vacation.
With no plans.
Yeah. That'll give you a real good idea.
Yeah.
The first 2 days you wake up, you're like, oh, this is awesome.
I do think it's different if you're handy. Like, if you can build things and you can repair things in your house or you can do renovations, I mean, you could line up the projects from here until, you know, kingdom. I mean, there's so many things you could do, even if something doesn't need to be done. You know what? Screw it. I'm changing the kitchen. But if you don't, like, I'm not handy. I can't do any of that stuff. I got to hire someone to. So then it leaves you in a position where, what do you do around the house all day? I don't do gardening. I can't fix anything. I don't want to watch television.
Yeah.
Then what?
You know? And then what happens?
Exactly.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. We did that at 5 a.m. We'll be back here tomorrow at 5 a.m., although I'll be doing it with Mr. Gordon Damer.
I'm looking forward to this.
And you are hosting in place of Boomer tomorrow.
Right.
Jerry and
everything starts Gio. To get a little funky now.
All right.
Boomer's out today. I'll be out for a week. Then you guys start taking your vacations.
It's a funky time of year, Jerry.
It is.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Soon.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.